This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
No, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Because this will get out something.
You know what it looks like? you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
I watched the video. This alcoholic just randomly followed this guy, Paige. He's an alcoholic, but I'm interested in just weird shit.
Wait, is that what it says on his?
No, he's an alcoholic, full on. Like, he's trying to recover.
Right.
And his story is very interesting. If you see the way the brother is, yeah, you wake up in the morning with the shakes, yeah, and he'll have a coffee and he'll put full vodka shots in there.
The coffee?
7 in the morning. Because he has the shakes. If he doesn't drink, just shakes. It's like he's coming off, you know what I mean? Bit man on drugs. Worse. Remember with alcohol as well, like they can't just come off.
Yeah.
Proper like that. Like they could die.
So he has to drink it.
So even over here in, you know, the drug alcohol rehabs, whatever, they bring them liquor to their room. So they'll have them in the rooms and they just kind of reduce as they go on. Because if they don't, they can literally just die. It's just crazy, bro. Like, the way the brother was, like, in the morning. And he's, like, he's with his videos, like, he'd listen out for his wife. Because he'd have liquor just hidden all over the house. In just covert places. Where he'd hide alcohol in a... What do you call this?
Under the toilet, you know.
Just different things.
Shit.
Like, no, literally, little things like that. In a fabric softener bottle. Man would have vodka in there. Little things. Like, you know, stuff. Right? So his wife would just kind of have to do a sweep of the yard. To find his stash.
Have you seen Dope Sick?
Yeah.
No.
Is it Dope Sick? No. What's the one that was on Netflix?
Dope Sick was on Disney.
They did it. They had one on Netflix. Pharma. Painkiller or something like that. It was just about the same thing.
About Oxy.
But there was a scene in there where a man tore out his stove because he thought there was an Oxy pill underneath the stove.
Rah.
And so obviously he's walking up the whole yard. The wife's come out. His son's come out. Like, what are you doing? Because I know there's a pill underneath there. Oh, you're about to tear out the stove.
Yeah.
He's like, no. I need to see if it's there. And it was there. The stove's obviously on the other side of the room.
That's how I need to see.
Right, he needed to make sure. The man said, I need the pill.
Yeah, he needs it.
Had to rip the whole stove out of the wall, bro, for the pill.
Do you remember that documentary that was on YouTube about that guy? He was a journalist and he was documenting heroin addicts. And he was like, in order for me to really understand, I need to try it.
No.
You never seen it? It's called Cold Turkey, I think. Nigerian guy.
And he's a journalist.
But he got addicted to it,
innit? Yeah. And it becomes about, because it was him and the cameraman. And they're just like meeting these heroin addicts and da da da. And he was like, I will never understand that feeling.
I need to.
And then he tried it and he got hooked straight away.
You see, that high is something. This is what this goes back into, like, you know, when certain people chase certain highs, yeah?
Chasing the dragon.
Bro, it might react a certain way with your boy or with this girl or whatever.
Yeah.
It might not be the same for you.
Mm.
So certain things, I think people need to take time, man.
This guy was fucked, bro.
Bro, it was terrible.
From the first one.
Brother,
he was ruined. He was like, look, because they locked him in a room, innit? Obviously, the cameraman's his boy. It's not like, just a work.
Well, he let him do it.
Yeah, he was just like,
controlled environment.
Cool. And then,
no, but not them type of drugs. He's not okay. What? Come on, man.
But then after they locked him in a room, innit? And he was like, look, man, I just a little bit. You know, like literally how they stereotype it in films. He's like, I just a little bit and I'll be fine. I'll just be like, I'll be fine after that.
They're jonesing, bro. They just need that hit.
And then he was like, no. He jumped out the window.
Bro, because they need to get.
It was on the second floor. He jumped out the window.
What? To get another one?
To just get out, to get away and try and find some. He didn't even know where he was going.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the super natural strength that they get when they really need it, yeah? Mm. Bro, that needs to be studied, you know?
No, because when they're on drugs, bro, their ability to feel kind of disappears, especially on crack.
No, like, bro.
Crackers can get hit by a car, you see
the,
get up.
You see the brother in New York that was riding a bike with a fridge on his head? Yeah. Oh, no, a whole fridge, bro. He was balancing it as well, trying to get on the
bike. And the freezer?
Yeah.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, the whole
fridge,
bro.
He starts riding with
top and bottom, bro. Not even just the mini fridge. I'm talking about the
big
whole
thing, bro. The white one. And he's balancing.
No hands.
He's on a bike. Head. He's trying to balance on the bike.
Is he like,
no, just on his head. And then he starts riding.
I don't understand.
Bro.
You must have seen the one where the two raccoons with him. And he's going through New York. He's topless and he's got two raccoons just following him. Brother,
did he get the raccoon like, from?
Bro, yeah, two raccoons.
Did he get the raccoon from?
Bro, yeah, two raccoons. Man had two raccoons. Brother, and he's just like, and they're just following
him. Daytime,
bro. Like, yeah, two raccoons with him. And that's why they were like, crackheads have some super natural ability to, because he's tapped into some sixth sense.
Yeah, but it's scary, though.
That's a Dr. Doolittle thing.
Brother.
I went down a rabbit hole on TikTok trying to search for...
the raccoons?
No, not raccoons. This guy. You know, like celebrity juice.
Yeah.
Right, this Diddy thing, yeah. Bro, see the people on TikTok?
Wait, hang on, sorry.
So I was on TikTok searching.
No, but when you said celebrity juice, what are you talking about?
You know, like I'm thinking of gossip.
Keith Lemon and that.
No, I'm talking about gossip on celebrities.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
So obviously, when this...
Were you thinking the same thing?
I was like, who the fuck calls it that?
I was thinking, like, you're talking about Keith Lemon,
bro. No, you know what I mean, though. Like, he's got a scoop on celebrities, man.
Rah.
This man said, rah. That sounded mad, though.
I'm calling it the 411, bro.
So there's one woman, yeah, that's talking about, okay, T Bell.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
See, that's understandable.
T. She's talking about the T on celebrities, yeah. Mm. And somehow the TikTok's gone into, like, Skid Row. Something to do with LA, yeah.
Mm. Oh,
and then it's interviewing bare addicts, yeah. And I went to the page, I watched about 10, yeah? They were all women. They were all 23. Already. No. Like,
brother,
toast. Hello, hi, my name is Melody. How are you? 23.
And you're looking at them and you look like you're 16.
23. Mm. Bro. No. Some of them, like, they look... No, in my mind, it's like, when did you get addicted? Like, when did you start to be addicted like this at 23?
I would have started at school, bro.
Yeah. Or is it the new thing where it's like it's fucking you up straight away, bro?
Yeah, yeah. But also that fentanyl as well. Yeah. It's fucking them lot up bad.
My brother went to New York. You know when you see them videos of a man just folded on the floor?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She said it's a real thing, you know?
Yeah, bro, they're gone like zombies.
They're toast.
Zombies. Remember we saw it in Bristol? Remember we were walking to Holland and Barrett?
Yeah, yeah.
And we were walking through Bristol, bro, it's like, you know, I think it was monkey dust. That all of these people on, like, they're like...
What is that, like spice?
Yeah. It's a type of synthetic, you know, drug. And, bro, you know when people just on the roads just drooling and dribbling, talking to themselves? At the time, because it was like, bro, I've seen man on food on the ends, but it was just different.
Mm.
Over there, I was like, I don't know what these guys are on, but literally every corner that you just bust, it's just somebody, bro, just either talking to themselves, just dribbling, or just in some awkward position where you're like, how the hell do you even balance?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if this is true or not. A gal told me that men are willingly smoking spice in Dubai, but they can't get access to any other drug. But in a
you can get spice.
But in a vape.
Is spice not illegal there?
Not even, obviously, but it's like...
No, it might not be.
Man don't know about it.
Yeah, for real.
Remember,
but she said
synthetic.
In a vape. No, but she said in a vape. Not even a spliff. A vape.
The man got spice and rave.
No, vaping, bro. Man of vaping spice.
Yeah, so they can be raving, no, just vaping.
No, but do you know...
You might even get a secondhand spice.
Do you know what temperature that is, bro? You're burning at some different temperature, you know, at that time. Spice on a vape.
Nah.
A blueberry bubblegum.
Bro.
What, mint spice, bro.
Yeah. But like, you be in the rave, your eyes will start blinking, man. You don't even realize.
Because you know when you're around certain people and you're like...
Man's downloaded secondhand spice.
But also, spice is for in a jail thing.
Bro,
because remember, it's the same thing. But
that's why I was so... She didn't understand why I was so rattled.
But think about it.
So I'm like, yo, they're free, bro. Why are you...
No. But why do man in jail smoke spice? Because they don't have access to...
Oh, yeah.
It's a lack of access to weed and all of these things. Yeah. So man are in there and they're like, bro, we have to do what we have to do, essentially. And when you're abroad, you know, if you're... You want to get high.
You look like someone who's done some wild drugs.
Pardon me?
You just look like someone who has. I'm not saying you have. You just look like someone who has.
Can you translate?
So you look like a kitty. Man, say you look adventurous.
No, do you know what?
If someone said, out of us three,
if someone had to say, just give me a little heroin, I'd think it would be you.
Okay, what I'm going to say is, I think, and this is not, this is going to take me a while to explain. This is because you know me, right? And I don't think upon first look, someone's going to go, this guy's on the hard food.
Only because you know the person.
But you know, and when I say it's because you know, it's not because I've done it. It's because I've lived with white people.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily mean, but I lived with white people in the arts. I lived with white people that were performative.
Yep.
All right, so it's okay, cool. That's a good segue, yeah. So have you seen like the man them react to certain things?
Yes.
Wait, a certain way. You're like, but it's not that deep, man.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because for you, it's just like, bro, I've seen this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when I was at drama school, there was parties where people just had a bowl of Coke.
A bowl?
Yeah, because everyone's putting in, like, the student loan.
Yeah, they're all jibbing.
Yeah. I'm not saying it like it's a Scarface thing. I mean, like, everyone was putting in their little bit of their maintenance loan. And they were like, we'll just have a bowl of cocaine. And they did it.
And do you know why I believe that? So I think I might have told you lot this story years ago. It was me and Gemini, and we have another friend of ours, but he grew up in Bristol, innit? Mm. But he's moved to London, like he's a proper London boy now, but he grew up in Bristol. So one time we were in, so he's invited us to a party in Brixton. So we would have been like 19. So we've gone to this party in Brixton or whatever. No, the artsy. So we've gotten in there, bare artsy white people in there. He's there. So, you know, they're all smoking weed or whatever. You know, but me and Gemini, we don't smoke, whatever. But everyone's doing their thing. No drama. And, you know what I mean? As we're sitting there, the cocaine comes up, bro. And you know when you're sitting there thinking, but this is it. When you've grown up in the ends, you know what I mean? That's not something you see. Bro, so when you're looking at each other, bro, like, you know, Cat Williams says, nigga, I can see you.
Yeah.
It was an, I can see you, bro. And you know how it is. They're bare, you know what I mean? They're bare liberal with it. And you know what I mean? They like to share. So it's going around the circle. And we keep looking at each other like, it's eventually, yeah. But I'm like, I'm not sure how I'm supposed to react.
Yeah, in the head, you start practicing how you're going to respond.
Yeah, because you're like, is it rude to say no?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's okay, so what do you think does it?
What? Your body, you broke?
But the boy, the brother, the brother that brought us. So the brother that we came with, he's out there doing it, but we've never seen man do that, bro. So we're sitting there thinking,
yo, big man.
You know, you're like, who man's
this? But that's happened to me before, you know. So I was with my boy, yeah. No. I was with my boy, yeah. And then obviously we're outside, we're doing our thing, blah, blah, whatever. He's got a drawback. But he's like, she's got a friend coming, roll. I'm like, no, I'm not rolling, man. I'm not going to say too much, but the way she looked, she's not for me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I don't want to see her, bro. I'm good. I'm cool. Let me just go upstairs and get my bag and I'll go to my room kind of thing. Bro, I've got this room now, yeah. I'm just chilling on the phone. I'm chatting to a couple of babies on my phone now. I look up, yeah. He's backed up cocaine. I said, wait, hold on. But I'm like, all right, cool. Maybe it's for the babes.
He's like, hey, yo.
I think they had a conversation and the girl asked for snow. He said, what, snow? Come on, man.
Man said, if it ain't snowing, I ain't going.
Bro, man said to Franklin, say, I said, bro, who's this? Whoever. Anyway, come back now, seeing credit cards, chopping up and all that. I said, right, he's getting mad involved. So now I'm intrigued. I'm like, how do you know all that? Yeah, like, what? Is this guy going to do it? Bro, I see man's head go down. I said, yo.
Bruh.
I was like, wait, hold on. No, I need to go home. I said, big man, I'm gone, yeah? How could the girl go, what, you're leaving? I said, you're not here for me. What's going on here? Oh, I'm going to leave then. My boy looked at me like, big man, if you don't see your fucking...
You better get your nose in some of this shit.
No way.
Man
no
said,
way.
You know what I mean?
What?
Get you some of that...
Party got collapsed, bro.
This is some of that frankincense and mud.
But I went home, bro. The girl's in the lift with me. She left. He was rattled. He said, I did this for what? He had to go back.
Yeah. Now he's got to stay up as
bro,
well.
Bro.
Well, up for the next 2 days.
Bro, I'm in the lift with the girl. Yeah, the girl's like, yo, I've got the postcode if you want to pull up, you know. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you're my brethren. Chill out, relax, man.
Oh.
Anyway, when I go home, yeah, I message the brethren and say, yo, your brethren was moving mad. And I met her through a friend.
Yeah.
So that friend has basically like messaged me that, what, did my friend leave with you? Like, she's thinking I'm drawing her brethren. I'm like, no, she's left with my brethren. She's like, huh? So we're confused. Like, how did these two? I didn't know it's because of the snow.
Oh, they went skiing. Jesus.
Bro, that's why she's in the yard. She came to ski. As soon as she skied, yeah.
Wait, so
she
did said, your boy got left on his ones?
Bro, she's in the lift with me as I'm leaving. I left. I said, what's going on?
Bro, she hit the
if you're not skiing, bro, he's not skiing. I'm like, I'm not here. I'm gone. I'm not on that.
Well, I was just thinking about what he does next.
Bro, he's got
bare energy.
Bro, you got to send a broadcast, bro.
But you got to send a broadcast, she's just bro. Like,
bro, she's in the lift with me. She's like, so here's the postcode. I'm like,
but with
so,
me, my...
So, no, wait. So I'm humoring her. So, all right, cool. Give me the postcode. Give me the postcode. Cool. In the morning, phone my bridge and say, what go for your bridge, man? I said, you know, she tried to invite me to this postcode. Send her the what postcode? Send her the postcode. Here, you know, that's her boyfriend's house. I said, wait, what? Let's say I said yes. How are you getting me in this yard?
Because you're probably not there.
Nah, it's because she's probably skiing, bro. Just you could just bring man to the
yard. Yeah, it's one of them ones. You think, it wouldn't mind.
It wouldn't mind. This is mad. This is why certain men just go home, bro.
But no, literally, with certain people, bro. No, with certain people, bro, if you've got, you know what I mean? If you've got food, bro, you're invited anywhere.
Yeah,
literally,
yeah.
True. With certain people, bro, if you have it, they will invite you anywhere. That's your access to.
Do you know what you're saying is right? Because on no behavior, yeah. Loons was talking about when he was growing up, yeah, there's a lot of men, there's certain men that had bare girls around him, and he didn't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Then later down the line, he found out that the man used to ski.
Yeah.
Right. And he's like, okay, makes sense now.
Right.
Makes sense.
Trust me.
That's your USP. A certain man, you don't look like you should be around women.
Yeah.
But they're like going skiing.
Yeah. Well, there was one girl that was at my party, a few years back, 32nd, I think. And she came to the party, said hello to me, asked me if anyone had it. White. I was like,
straight away.
Yeah, straight away, immediately. Hi, how you doing? Happy birthday. Has anyone got white? I said, look, I don't know. Like, I asked people, but also, like, it was in a private members club. I'd rented just downstairs. And I was like, ask one of them people upstairs, they probably, it's one of these places in a private members club. I didn't see her for another, 2 hours, but I didn't think about it until,
where'd she go?
Later that night. And someone told me that she took one random girl that she doesn't know, one of my brethren, and then they got into that conversation and she was like, oh yeah, I know someone. And we were in Dalston and she made it seem like she was going around the corner to get this. They went to Hornsey, bro.
Jesus.
To go get it.
Fuck.
And the girl was pissed because she's thinking, yeah, we're just going around the corner. And the girl must have just done her oh no, it's just down it's just down there.
You know, you're sitting there, bro.
But their level of motivation is different. You gotta be careful, bro.
Uber, you know what I mean? Man said one bus stop. Because around the corner, about 3 bus stops. You know what I mean? 17 bus stops. Uber's got about 17 bus stops.
You're gonna be like, yo, where are we going, man? What's going on?
You're like, hey, yo. And my thing is, I don't judge. Like anyone, you know what I mean? If that's, you know, what you're into. It's what you're into. It's just always hilarious because it's always people I never expect.
Yeah,
if that makes
sense.
And that's what kind of catches me off guard all the time or whatever. I had a situation where I was chilling with some people or whatever. So they pulled out, you know what I mean? They pulled out the snow and then they pulled out Ket. But apparently the shit looks the same. So they mixed the bags up. So, you know what I mean? For them, I think it's different effects, essentially.
What do you mean they mixed the... For bands? I mean, the cocktail.
No. As in, by accident. So they're drunk.
I thought they made a cocktail the same.
No,
I thought they guess which one?
That's probably how it started. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know what I mean? My Bridget in question, you know what I mean? He's the type to just mix it up, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? You lot of fuck, so they're trying to figure this shit out. That was essentially... But it's just always interesting to see, you know, how people behave. Funny story as well. So one of my Bridges, one of his Bridges was vexed one time. So imagine you're chilling at home and your boy says he's coming to the yard.
Mm.
So your boy brings his boy. And it's funny because the boy he's brought with him was a, you know, you proper rapper in the scene or whatever. So he's brought this nigga with him to man's yard. So the first guy, he's pissed that my man's brought someone to his yard in the first place. So he's not really happy about that. So they're chilling in the yard or whatever. As they're chilling, the rapper, man said, my man pulled out a bag of cocaine and just started cutting it on man's table. So now he's looking at his brethren like... you know, firstly, you brought this nigga to my house and, you know what I mean? I don't even know why you brought him to my yard. And now he's out there, dropping cocaine on the table, bro. Like, he's looking at my man
that's
like...
That's worse than going in a man's meat man's stove and taking meat, bro.
Brother, man's just chopping, bro. He was looking at man like...
On a random use table. Sometimes when you need it, you need it.
But man says he just got bare comfy. He just got hella comfies in there. and he's chopping it. You know it's a rapper I'm talking about. I told you one time I was with my ex and we were, you know, we went for a walk in a park and we've gone through this park. So it closes at a certain time.
Mm.
So they've locked the dinghy. They've locked the gate. Funny enough, we bumped into Chizzo. So me and my ex were having a chat with Chizzo or whatever. We see this rapper and I told you him and his brethren had a chick and they've jumped over the fence with the chick or whatever. And, you know, they've gone to do whatever. But it was, you know, a couple of them and, you know what I mean? I think it was like four guys and two chicks and they just hopped over the fence.
Do you know why it's difficult?
I was like, the fuck are you not going to go do in the forest?
It's difficult. It's difficult because I remember doing that. I've done that.
Yeah.
No, these were big men.
No. So it's like, I did it when I was like 14, 15, maybe 16.
These men were in their 20s, bro.
No. That's what I'm saying. So when you hear man are still doing it, like late 20s, it's like, I mean, I know we used to do it, but bro, come on,
you're a big man, bro.
Nostalgia, bro.
Because at that age, like, bro, you don't have a yard.
Like, think about right now, yeah. And this is not even like, again, back in the day, I know I've done this bare times, bro. Back in the day, yeah. If I was with a babe and she was on like, having sex outside, I'm on it, and I know that a breeze underneath your balls is mad, but I'm on it. Do you know how what it would have to take mad. Right now? For me to be on the side of the road.
Yeah, because you know you're like
being like, bro, come on, man.
Because you know what? Even like, the chick suggesting it, bro, you're like,
even so, yo,
like really, like yeah. You don't want to know
even in a whip. It's scary,
bro. Imagine these cameras on you.
Yeah,
because the hotel's like there. You know what I mean? Like we could get there like 7 minutes. You know what I mean?
Let's not putting that in the papers, you know. Ghost star.
Oh, mate.
And this, no, but
found with his meat out, you know.
But you know, when we think of, and this is when we talk about drugs and extreme alcohol and stuff like that, it makes people do crazy things. Because you know when men are just, like, there's a level of burst, yeah, where you have to do certain things, where you're like, didn't realize you're on an, you know what I mean, you're outside getting your meat out.
We were just having that conversation before you walked in, you know. I said I had to basically, I ghosted on the girl. Play on the word ghost. What's it? Plug ghost, man, quickly. Tell my story.
On all digital platforms. On all digital platforms.
Hello? Is that what it's
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Last final episode.
You know the situation I showed you, but you know, way over there. Remember when I tried to do nice guy. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You know, ordered, you know, drinks. Remember, ordered drinks to the chick's table.
Wait.
You know what I'm talking about. I showed you, you know what I mean? So basically, I've ordered drinks to a chick's table or whatever. Mm. I hit up my boy who owns the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, you know what I mean? There's this chick that's in there or whatever. I want to send.
Oh, you went there?
Nah, I went there. Because I did that. You know
I mean? Wow. Not, remote.
You know when I'm trying to, bro, I'm trying to do guy, man.
Person remote.
Flexing from home.
Trying to do guy, man, bro. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah. Oh, he was like, yeah. Bro, the way the situation escalated, he's like, I sent the drinks over, yeah? But she's out here trying to fight everyone. You know what I mean?
What?
Brother. And then he was like, she just got nicked. Like, what? Fam.
Oh, you should.
Oh. Hey. No. 4-3.
Hey. Oh. I just clocked what you were saying.
Yeah, now you get what I'm saying. That was. You gonna clap on me?
No, I'm trying to
give a man a hint. Sorry, I ordered these time ago.
I literally just clocked what he meant.
So now you know the situation. Bro, literally, I'm trying to do guy, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to flex. My bridge is like, yo, bro, this girl's moving mad in here. And then it's like, she's trying to fight everyone. And the next thing is like, yeah, she just got nicked.
Well, you're not listening to what he's saying.
I'm stunned. You was at home. Yep. And you knew this thing was in a rave.
Yep.
And you said, I'm going to send the drinks there.
Yep.
And then she's, but what's she done with it? Is this, she's going ham before burst. She even got, no, before she got a drink?
I don't even, I think she must have been just drinking.
Right, yeah,
it
yeah.
wasn't my shit. That got a bit,
right,
but
right,
she's
right,
just, you know
nah,
what I mean?
He should tipped her over the edge, man. Tipped over the edge, man. He did.
Yeah,
she got nicked, bro.
Bro, if you saw it, it's like,
I'm deleting your number. No, I'm deleting your number. What,
100%?
Didn't even continue the conversation.
Bro, like, you can't be, like, there's just certain things at a certain age, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's bad.
Getting angry to the point where you get nicked.
It's bad. But there's one thing that had a tantrum, and mid, like, do you know what's mad? Yeah, she came to pick me up, but she was burst. she was in, like, Hearts or something, and she came all the way to Bermondsey to pick me up.
You say Herts, what do you mean?
Hertfordshire.
Bruh.
And she came to, I mean, she lives Essex anyway. So she was gone, I don't know. Cheers, mate. I think she could have gone a different way. But anyway, she came to pick me up from Bermondsey. She is switching.
What?
I'm so hungry, you haven't even suggested somewhere that I can go and eat.
What?
I said, what? As a woman, why should I have to find a place that we're going to eat? You should have thought about that when I was on my way to you.
What are you doing?
You know, mid-tantrum, I've said, she'll never see me again. She will never see me
again. Did you not speak about eating?
We went to the pizza place. That was the only place that was open because it was like 2 a.m.
Yeah,
we went
yeah.
to some pizza place. Even the guys that are doing the pizza there, brother, you got a crazy one.
Wait. I got a story. I got two stories to share. One second. The first one, yeah. So going back to your point in regards to like when people get too drunk. So I said, we were talking earlier before you walked in, Keith, where I said I had to ghost. No, not ghost, but I told her I'm going to ghost. Like, just allow me. Because she doesn't remember when she's drunk and what she's gotten up to.
Right.
Which is very annoying. And the first time she did it, I said, nah, this is insane. But like, there's nothing I could have done. Do you know what I mean? Safety came first. I just, even though it blatantly annoyed me, but whoever. But then I told myself, you're not coming to my yard again. Hence why the second situation happened where it was like, you've got a hotel. I can come to you and then I can leave when I want. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But even then, I knew it was just bullshit. So I started humouring her. Like I said. So anyway, one time she's messaged me saying she's going to a rave in Shoreditch. But then you know the group chat that we got, yeah? Obviously, there's a man in that group chat that's in the same rave. I've clocked. And he said, he's basically now talking in the group chat saying, yo, wait, it's a sweet one I'm chatting to. Wait, oh, she's nice. Da-da-da-da. So I'm thinking, nothing from it, but I'm just like, same rave, whatever. But then she's now saying, ooh, yo, I might have a hotel. Be on standby, basically. Well, what do you mean you might have a hotel? You're already in London. Where are you staying then? But cool, whatever. Just humouring her. Two's later now, the brother's in the group chat basically saying, yo, she's basically telling me to book a hotel. So that's when I've gone, hold on, wait. So she's saying, you've got to book a hotel and you can cut to the hotel now. And he's basically like, yeah, she's thinking about it, but one second, I'm warming it. That's what he's saying. She's now doing, oh, the drinks are flowing. Oh, I'm getting drunk, having a good, you know, they start sending you snaps. You're like, yeah, you're doing all of that, yeah? Show me her friends and all that. Cool, whatever. He's in the group chat. Yo, boy, I bought her a shot, man. It must be going. It must be going down. Let me try to find her, buy another shot. Yeah, he's doing all of that, yeah? Cool. I'm getting white noise from her now. He's now messaging the group. Yo, I can't find her. Oh, nah, it's getting long. If I don't see her at 2 a.m., I'm gone. You don't know what you start telling yourself.
Ultimatums.
Like.
And once you've written it down, you have to do it.
I was bare waiting, just doing meerkat in the rain looking for her. He's like, anyway, hit 2 a.m. Yeah, he's like, oh, this is long, I'm going. So he's cut now. So I've messaged her, like, yo, like, what's going on? Like, where's the hotel? You know what I'm saying? And then she's replied, like, oh, no, I'm still going to the after party motive. I'll let you know. I said, you ain't got no, I've clocked, you ain't got no hotel. But I've put two and two together now. So I've said to her,
make him book the hotel.
I've said to my man, yo, who is she again? What's the Insta? You get the Insta. He's like, oh, one sec. So he's doubled back. He's got an excuse to go back. He's gone back now. It's caught her outside, whatever. I've got the Insta. It's private. Waiting for her to accept it. By the time she's accepted it, it's like 3 o'clock now. He sent me the picture. I'm like, but it's the same girl. She wanted my man to book the hotel. And then what? Well, what were you going to tell me? Pull up after?
And that's exactly what it would have been.
Or drop him out. How are you going to drop him out? How weren't going to give you the key. Like, what was your... I don't understand. It
definitely would have been an after thing.
Do you know what I'm saying? Violation.
I've had when I think I even told you, man, this before, when a girl brought both of us to her yard.
What do you mean both of them? What do you mean? What, you and the other drawback?
The other bro is my boy. I'm with him.
Oh.
We didn't realize we were chatting to the same girl.
In the same rave?
No. Like from, so this is, you know, when you used to go uni raves and whatever,
yeah.
And then you go Leicester and you're like, oh yeah, I got a ticket Leicester.
Yeah.
And then so you're not saying to your boys, I got this. Like, it wasn't even them times where you could show, like, it was BBM and that. And you're there.
Yeah, you used to keep that pin to your chest.
Not sharing that.
So you're there just chatting.
Keep that pin to your chest, bro.
Oh yeah, I went to this rave, da da da. Because them times when Gracious was doing uni raves. So we said, yeah, we're going to that rave. And she was like, oh no, I'm not going to that one. I'm going to a different one. So I was like, yeah, she was like, I'll just come to mine after. So chatting. obviously, my other boys are just chatting to whoever, whatever. Then my boy is dropping us back. And both of us are like, no, that's just here.
You're like,
and obviously, we don't know the blocks, and they all got their like the uni names or whatever. And we're like, I think it's this one. Is it that one? And we stopped. So like, me and my boy have got out the whip the same time.
What you say? Same block, yeah? I'm fine, my nigga.
So then I was like, what's she saying? She's coming down. Or you buzz you up. Oh, she's coming down. Yeah, my one's coming down. Bob,
she
comes
she's
down.
Brazen, like, you know. What did she do? Just open the door, be like, hey.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand.
I said, what's happening? I said, oh, I didn't know you guys knew each other.
What does that mean, though?
Because you said that like that's it would be better.
No, I know, but what I'm saying, what if you were two random youths?
I'm saying.
What did you think was going to happen? Yeah, welcome, okay. He said, you first, yeah.
Do you know what the maddest
thing is? My bad, you know, you got here first, buddy.
Do you know what the maddest thing is? Obviously, it was a different time, innit? But me, me and my boy, we both pretended to be so vexed that we were like, no, we're bouncing. She's like, no, stay. All right, I made some food, so come and stay. Well, me and my boy, we got in the bed, topped and tailed. She slept on us. You know the uni like hall's common room.
Yeah.
She went and slept there.
This is what I'm saying. Certain decisions that man used to make back then.
Crazy. I can't be topping and tailing my
Why
boy.
Why didn't you go home? I'm not from Leicester. Bring Leicester. Come back to
Ends.
You're crazy.
I've been there. I've been there in Cardiff. Brother, I slept in the toilet, bro.
Bro. We've gone to a uni rave, yeah? And my boy's basically said he's got a babes there. Cool. And she's got a Bridget. Bridget's nice. My man read the whole thing wrong, bro. They're secret lovers, bro. So we've gone back to the yard. The girl's got something on her shoulder, like a chip on her shoulder the whole time. I'm like, your bridge is moving mad Aggie with the man name. What's going on? Like, I'm reading it. You're reading it wrong. Chill out. Cool. We go back to her yard. We're in her yard. There's one bed. No, sorry, we're in her dorm room. There's one bed. And I said, what? No sofa. So we're just all, so there's four of us all on the bed. Yeah. I'm just like, nah, this is not my story, man. But obviously, no peas, nah. We just went there. Anyway, the alleged friend has gone, nah, man, this is a disrespect, man. You got these random niggas in the bed. I said, oh, shit. Hey, you, man. This is a mess. Hey, one of my boys, like, I'm a move. I don't give a fuck, man. And they're bare bickering in the middle of us. I said, nah, this is long. So one of my boys has gone to the bottom of the bed and he's just fell asleep there. I've gone to
them ones.
Yeah,
where your legs
he just firmed it.
Yeah.
I've now gone to the common room, trying to find something, a sofa that's comfy. But this sofa was stiff.
Like, it was hard.
But it was more comfy sleeping on the bed with three other people in it.
Yeah.
Than that sofa that was in the common room, bro.
And it always smelled. There's always something gone off in that fridge.
Fam. So obviously, man's gone in there now. He's come out. He's gone, bro. They're arguing, man. We got a cut. I said, cut and go where? It's like we got to go back to like my boy's brother. He goes to that uni, so he's got a yard there. So that's why we went. But we were all going to crash in his yard. Bro, everyone's gone to sleep. So we're outside his front door, booting off the door. Bro, booting off the door, yeah? No one is answering this door. It's 4 a.m. and it's raining. We all run to a phone box. But there's 3 men in the phone box, like, just avoiding the rain, yeah? I said, nah, you, man, get your phone out. There must be a sun, toilet, shop. Bro, we're walking. We see, like, a common room.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A uni building. I don't know if it's like just a hall or whatever. But then the only room you could go in there was the toilet.
Right.
But the man went in the toilet every 5 seconds, hitting the heat of like, just heating us up, yeah? I man suffered, you know? I said, nah, we got to go back to this yard. Anyway, as we're walking back out to the yard, a calf opened. I said, listen, can I let me get a tea?
You must be talking 5:30, 6.
Yeah.
For a calf to be open.
Yeah, basically, it's like 5:30 now. Going to the calves, can I get a tea? I had a tea, but I slept on the sofa in a calf like 3 hours, bro. When I woke up, it was 8:30.
bare work, man. Just sitting there.
Fam, I didn't give a fuck. I was about to slip for 3 hours, blood.
Bare man out there on the construction site.
Bro.
They looking at you like you're comfortable. You're in our office, lad.
I didn't give a shit, bro. Then I went to the yard. These men are conked. Remember, it's a uni rave. You know, like, remember that time I told you a lot about when I went to the rave in Cardiff? And I said, it was me, two of my boys, there's three of us. And we saw three girls. Like, yo, come here, man. We're excited. I said, boss, let me get three. Let me get 9 tequila shots and 3 drinks. Man looked at me, yeah, £8. I said, what? I said,
double that. What I said before, that again.
You're telling
me. I said, yeah, double that. Bro, I said, this club is new. What? Bro, these girls were back in the shots. I said, this liquor don't taste right. But we was fucked.
Mm.
And the night just ended mad. Because these are the two girls. We went back to these two yard. These two girls, they took us back to the yard. My boy thought he was the man. He went in the yard. Yeah, he started telling the girl what to do. I'm like, what? Is this your game? What are you doing? Chill out, man. I'm being very aggressive. Mm. Tell her, yo, sit down. You'll get me crisp. I said, bro, relax. Let's just chat to them. He goes, man, why are we chatting, man? This was the beat. I'm like, bro, relax, man. Chill out.
It's the moonshine you're drinking,
bro. Bro, he's moving digital, bro.
No, they're grooving like that.
Bro, he's moving digital, bro. Anyway, some youths run in because it's a house share. Some youths run in with their things, but it's bare noisy.
Mm.
My boy gets shook. He's doing all of that. Yeah, the girls are. He's looking mad. You know, and the man's like, the man's got PTSD. He's moving mad.
Are they getting you? Are they getting?
Bro, now they getting. Yeah, he did that one. You got to set me up now. I said, oh, this is gonna end wrong. The girls are like, okay, but none of us are beating now, bro. Mm.
You ruined it.
Man, scared the hoes, man.
Ruined it.
Literally. Anyway. I don't know how they managed to get us to come outside. I think they said that we're ordering food, guys. They said some. But somehow we were outside. I've never heard a door shut so fast, blood. They had like 8 latches. now we're just outside stranded. That's how the night started.
Said they locked it. Like
that's how the night started. So we got kicked out the two girls' yard. My boy's already gone to his yard. They've all fallen asleep. I'm like, bro. My phone's nearly dead, dude, bro. We're just walking around. Then it started raining. And that's, man, just ended up in the calf.
Wow, that just gave me a bad flashback,
bro.
with the door closing. Bruv, me and my boy, one time, we drew these two things in, we must have been in Coventry or something.
Bro, it's
like
always
that.
Overseas, man.
Bruv, in the rave, they were feeling, man. You know, like, to the point where we thought, like, all right, cool. Like
this drip, I gotta wait to get you that. I gotta take a picture of this one.
We was like okay, should we get a hotel? Because my boy's gonna drive back. You know the time we used to go,
Go
in and you go back.
Like, oh, so no hotel.
Get a hotel. He's like, no. We'll see what they're saying. Like, I think they go to this uni or whatever. Cool. Afterwards, this was when Gracious had a show, but I think Gracious was, you know, sometimes. They used to sort Gracious out and be like, your parents, I don't know, innit? Like, they'd be like, look, we got you this, but like, for your guests, you'll have to sort something out. So anyway.
What do you mean, as in like, in getting in the rave or as in the table?
No, as in like, the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'll give one room or whatever.
Oh, yeah. But he didn't know that before you went up there.
No, but my boy liked to drive back anyway.
So
he had the one room. As an option, but my boy was like, I'll just drive back. It's just COVID.
Makes sense.
It's not like we're getting Manny.
Manny's a different.
Yeah, exactly. So then we've had this dude, and then so my boy's like, yeah, Grace, what do you want to do? Do you want to go yard or you want to stay? Grace's like, I'll go to my hotel, bro. So he's bounced to his hotel. We've gone to their hotel now.
With the girls?
With the two girls. So we've gone in the hotel. You know them sort of, I think it's like, I guess like a Premier Inn. But there's like a little bar downstairs, but the bar's closed. And it's just a little reception.
They close at 9.
Yeah.
9 p.m. That's closed.
Yeah. So we've gone back to their room and chatting. The whole, like, the journey back, everyone's busting jokes. It's like everything's flowing. Feels like it's going to pop off. So we get there. Then we're chatting. Then the girl's like, oh, I'm going to go downstairs and get some champagne glasses because she had a bottle of champagne in her room because she'd done some. A competition like that. She was doing like Miss Midlands or some shit like that. She'd won runner up. She had a bottle of champagne. She's like, I'm going to go downstairs, get some glasses. She's come back up. She's like, oh, the bar's shut. They're not giving me anything. About 3 minutes later,
He's like,
she's gone to the thing, opened it. Hey, the guys come. Excuse me, you guys can't be in here. Like you boys, you're not down on the. Your names aren't down. You can't be here. They're like, oh no, no, they said it's blessed. And then he's like, no, no, we can't have you in here. Da da da. We're looking at them like, say something, innit? Was... And they're just like, oh,
bro, it's
good. We bounce. We bounce. We're out. We're in the lift with the guy. He's like, yeah. The girl, they came down.
I knew.
They asked me to get you from the room.
I knew it.
I said, what?
I knew it. I was thinking, yo, that was too convenient, man.
It was a ruse,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
she did Ocean's 11. I'm just going to get some glasses. What?
Hey.
And the thing is, they didn't even say to us like, "Oh, we're not actually not feeling." Like, if they just said, "Oh, we're not feeling it," like,
no, but
we're
you
go sleep.
Left. No, but you don't know if it could have turned. But look at what my situation. Homeboy had feet running. Man turned around and said, "Yo, what? You managed to set me up? You managed to Cardiff? I don't know what's going on, bro." He's a rag like that. I remember one time there's one, but he's double. Okay, wait. Actually, one second before I actually mention that story. Hey, Luton's winning 3-2. What's going on?
Puzzle.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
How long left?
Nah, this time.
Bro, I always forget how much is in a magnum.
Brother, that's it. You know, and you're like, the bottle's deceptive. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, badly.
Like, properly deceptive.
I sent a video to you, innit?
Me?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Honest, I need everyone in my past to realize one thing. Me? I'm going to spin the block. If we've ever DM'd or we've ever like spoken and we've spoken about meeting and then it just fizzled and we ended up unfollowing each other, please understand, I'm going to spin the block. Like, it's pre-written. It's going to happen. I'm going to follow you again and we're going to talk again. So don't go getting in no relationship. Mm-mm. I'll be back. I will be there no matter what. 2024 is the year we spin the block, people. It's the year we spin the block. Stay warm.
Man said stay warm. Obviously, so I asked him, have you ever spun the block and regretted it?
It's the same thing I was talking about. The tantrum one. From before. You know the one I said that has had the tantrum in the whip when she came to pick me up?
The same one?
Yeah, this is the one I spun the block on.
That must have been double pain.
I was
fuming. That's double pain. He spun the block. And she did that
and
to
she,
you.
And yeah.
So wait, were you buying her drinks in the club?
No. She was out with her brethren.
Why did she do it then?
I don't understand, bro.
Yeah.
I think like...
That don't make no sense, man.
But she's one girl... In out of all of my history that I can say had top princess energy.
Yeah.
Like, we went to Bicester one time and she bought some stuff, whatever. When, as she finished the transaction, she passed the bag to me to hold.
Ugh.
But she didn't say anything. She just passed the bag to me. Like, she paid for it, whatever. Thank you.
On a Jeffrey
like,
thing.
I was like, what's this? She's like, you're not going to hold my bag. I said, are you going to ask me? She's like, oh, so I have to ask.
What? Hey, is it? Listen,
it's a prince. It's like, it's obviously you've been treated like that before by either your dad or.
Dad?
But
think about it as a dad, though. My daughter couldn't just hand me her bag, bro. I don't understand. If you just hand me your. I say to my daughter, give me your bag.
Yeah.
Just hand you me. Use your words.
You can't run to me and just throw your bag at me. I'm looking at the bag in the air, bro.
That's what I was doing. Like, I said, what's this?
Yo, man's nah, sometimes, but you know what it is, though? See, in life, yeah, again, like I said, I admitted that got some activities when I was young. Now that I'm older, I don't keep up with such activities. Everything's subject to change, yeah? But there was one time, yeah, my boy was linking one girl, yeah? And I said to him, big man, if you don't leave this girl, I'm stopping our friendship.
Mm.
Bro, we're in a queue one time, yeah? At a house rave. You know, sometimes I've seen you in a house rave. I'm not supposed to be there. Mm. But this guy likes it. Sometimes I'm with him and I might roll out, you know what I'm saying? He's telling me there's girls. All right, cool, whatever. Girls that just drink water.
That's because they're on pills, bro.
I was trying to say it in a nice way. That's not my clientele, you get me? You know what I'm saying? But
they are shuffling better.
Bro,
the bottom of their Converse is worn out.
And you have to talk to them like this, you know. It's just like, where are you from?
17,000 steps in the ring.
They might hit you with a hey, you're like, okay, so I did that.
Fuck up. Oh, so me? No, the change. All right.
Yeah, he's like, so you fuck me for.
Hey. So obviously, this girl that he's come to meet, yeah, but she's Aggie, bro. And I've assessed it as soon as I've met her. I'm like, I don't like this girl's energy. I don't want to be around this girl, bro. Anyway, imagine some youths that I know have come to say Wagwan. Yo, Wagwan, Taze, what are you saying? What, you're in the queue, yeah? We're pushing here. So let's say it's you, Lance, couple other man. So there's five of you. I'm like, yeah, come to you, man. I don't care, whatever. The girl's going, excuse me? You don't think you just push in because you like, are men? I said, G.A., to your babes, bro.
So ever
you can't say nothing because he really and truly she's got him on the manners. But I don't know that, innit? I'm witnessing it live.
Right, yeah, yeah, finding out.
I can't speak to her. I don't, I'm not getting involved like that, but I'm watching her bad you up though. Because he can't now say something to you, lot. Because now it's like, because you're with me. So it's like, talk to your babes, innit? It's not that deep. She can go in front of us. Like, we're all in the queue. Do you know what I'm saying? You and your girls can go first and then we'll just go after, but we're all together now. She's like, no, these got better move. I was like, I'm going to lose it. Lose it and then do what? But he's not doing nothing.
Right, yeah.
He's not patterning nothing. He's just standing there. I'm like, do you know what? You can just keep shouting if you want to shout off. Like, I don't know what you want me to do.
No, we're not doing that. You're not.
No, because you're with us. You're going to go next.
Yeah, you're going
to
go
ahead. I don't understand why you're shouting. And he's not explaining.
Might even get your thing paid for if you was chilling.
God, no, you're in there with bare attitude.
Bro.
For no reason.
It's happened bare times. And it's like, obviously, I've been in some mad situations. My boy's brought her babes to the table. She's brought her bridges. We're like, all right, cool. Ready to order juice now. She's telling me, yo, I don't drink that. Okay, what you drink?
Like, you're on to.
That's nice.
No, she didn't even introduce herself. She just leant over. Excuse me, we don't drink tequila. I said, unfortunately for you.
We do.
Tequila Taze over here, baby. Like, what? And my boy's not even stepping in. Like, I'm like, big man, you better. Anyway, carried on the night now. My other boy's come with his set of girls. Party's ton up now. You know, the energy's high now. Like, everyone's got their back to them lot. All I hear in my ear is just bare arguing. So I looked at my boy like, bro, why are these girls on the table just dampening the mood? And he's like, Taze, chill, I'll talk to them. And then her brethren is going, we're dampening the mood because you don't have brought hoes to the table. I said, rah.
I mean, they said that bare loud as well. What, some so random chicks are looking at you
like, bro, like, this, I'm not from here. We're in a different city, by the way. I'm not from here. And as a matter of fact, so? Big man, we're in a nightclub, bro. Let the hoes live, man.
You know what I mean? Like,
what's going on here? Dampening the mood, you know? You're not even drinking. Cut, man.
Get the fuck off the table, bro. Help me, man. The fuck do you mean?
Yo. You know, brought hoes to the table. Now, all of a sudden, you're... Nah.
Yes,
no.
We did.
Bro, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
Yes, I did. You know what I mean? Them two over there, you know what I mean? What?
Dampening the mood, you know. Man's abroad, you know. I'm here for 2 days, bro. 2 days and 2 nights.
I was going to say, going back to what we were talking about not too long ago, I have a situation I had, yeah. So one time, my boys messaged me, and he sent me a screenshot of this girl's story. You know what I mean? Like, oh, is this your car? You know what I mean? Because she's, you know, snapping the dashboard.
Right.
And I'm literally like, before I've even looked, I was like, it's not mine, because I don't allow that. You know what I mean? I've always had cars where you're like, you just know it's my shit. You know, one of those ones where literally like, I've always like, even just down to interiors, you would just know. It's just my shit. Whether it's my car, whether it's my house.
What do you do in that scenario though?
No, for me, it's literally, I have to say, just, you know what I mean? I just don't like that.
No, I've blatantly had girls in my car. I know they're snapping. But they're trying to do that.
Nah, yeah. But see, you're lucky, bro.
And then they send you the video later.
No, the thing is, because you're lucky, because you know it's all black interior. You can get away with it.
No, I know, but even still, I don't want you to snap my car.
Yeah. Like, you have to say, no. For me, I have to say, so I would always say.
Imagine going to a guy's yard and just snapping in their kitchen. Like,
oh, bro, they do that. They used to do that, bro.
Well, you know you're about to set her up. Like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, like, hey, yo, like, what are you doing?
Hey.
Cool. So my boy sent me the screenshot.
That's crazy, like.
Bro, proper.
She's doing up the blueprint, you know. Yeah.
So my boy sent me the screenshot, and he's like, you know what I mean? This thing is like, is she in your, is your mouth or whatever?
Yeah.
But it's a chick he knows I know. I'm like, nah. It's not even her. You know what I mean? It's not even my car. It's her thing, but it's not even my car. It's like, my shit's different or whatever. We've laughed about it. You know what I mean? But then I've clocked, yeah? I've gone on her Insta and I can't see it. Yeah, I realize, you know what I mean? I'm blocked from the story.
Hid the story from you.
Yeah. So I'm blocked from the story. Like, okay. You know what I mean?
Living life.
But you know what I mean? I've laughed it off with my brethren and da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? But I was, you know what I mean? But I've said to him, he sent me that. But I was like, oh, she hit me up. She's, you know what I mean, to come into my yard. She's like, come into my yard this morning. So I'm not sure why I'm blocked from the story. And he was like, wait a minute. Told me she would come into my yard. But at the time, he's like, but she's not replying to my messages no more. But these times, she's on the way to my yard early in the morning or whatever. So now I'm rattled, bro, because I'm thinking to myself, because I couldn't see all of that stuff.
Wait,
so you're coming from some...
So the youth in the range dropped her to his yard?
Or she's left his yard or wherever she is to come to my crib or whatever. So she's got into my yard. And bear in mind, you know.
No, wait. Hold on. You got to clarify what you're saying.
Oh, no. Trust me. You're going to get to the bottom of it by the end of this. You're going to get to the real bottom of this by the end of this, because this story escalates to, you know what I mean, the next level. So for me, she's got into my yard, but the whole thing with my brethren has just really just annoyed me anyway. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, but again, because she's not my girl or anything, you know what I mean? We beat from time to time. So I'm, you know, when you're like, I'm not trying to show nothing, but with me, you know how I am. If I'm in a mood or whatever, you can tell. So all day, I'm just moving weird. You know what I mean? She's in there, you know, she's taking a nap or whatever, but she can tell man's moving weird. You know what I mean? I've gone about my day or whatever. I was chilling at the yard. So later on in the day now, you know, we're chilling and we're drinking or whatever. I'm still in a bit of mood. We're drinking. You know what I mean? And we're both burst at this point. You know what I mean? And I'm sitting there. You know what I mean? I'm finished. She's finished or whatever. And our phones are on the table. Yeah? So I give her the phone, her phone. And I put the password in your phone.
What?
I'm curious at this point. That's how I put your password in the phone. You know, she's burst, so she put the password in the phone. She told me the password or whatever. I put the password in the phone or whatever. Because I'm thinking, where have you come from? You know what I mean? Because in my mind now, I'm just losing my wig. You know what I mean? I don't even care, but it's just pissing me off because it's literally like
meeting the phone.
You were trying to link my brethren this morning.
Was there meeting the phone?
Brother, the things I saw in there, I would never go through another phone again. So you know when you go through the hidden folder? Brother. And what I was doing is cross-referencing dates. And I was like, you at my crib did either the day before or the day after, you know what I mean, or on the same day.
Yeah, but Keith, you're not helping yourself with this story, man.
Brother, I was fuming. So literally in my mind, bro, I never spoke to her again. But it pissed me off because at the time, yeah, all I needed to know was like, and my thing is with chicks, yeah, if you're banging other people doing whatever, I couldn't care less. You've got to tell me and give me the heads up so I know where I stand. And don't be smashing dudes and coming to my yard same day without, you know what I mean? And that, bro, threw me off.
Well, this same girl's done it bare times.
Bro, but I didn't know that up until I've gone through the phone or whatever.
That,
you know what I mean?
That she, next bro, bath must have been dead, old boy.
Brother, you know what I mean? I was fuming, you know what I mean?
But to be fair, do you know what it is? No, but that's the price you pay.
But yeah, I saw hella casual, dicks in there, bro. I saw hella dicks in her hidden folder.
What, but, no, but you see, like...
No, not just on their own, like hers.
No.
Like bare sex.
No. I can confidently say, yeah.
And there was bare man I know in the messages as well.
Wait, God damn. So you see the bare man's dicks in that? What's going on?
No, as in man, she was chopping, like while they're chopping. So it's not just dicks. As in, like they're fucking. So you see man's dicks.
No, but I'm saying, I know full well, like, there's not a video of me fucking on someone's phone.
Yeah, with her, they're
for,
just
for me, I suppose. No, brother, it's not happening.
I could
not
say,
even on my phone.
This nigga was in there, I but could they say, weren't chopping, they were just chatting. So they're just chatting or whatever, bro.
My nigga,
you know what I mean? Brother, man.
Oh yeah, I can tell what type of girl it is now.
But I didn't know this.
I saw the first one wrong. I saw the first.
Oh my god!
The first name that I thought.
Did you feed some
chunks?
No, it's not him. You know who it is.
This guy's dumb. No, nah,
oh,
man.
Yeah, that would
make sense.
Yeah. She's crazy.
but I didn't know it was like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I had no idea, bro. So when I've gone through all of that, bro. It just threw me because now it explains why man's blocked off the story and all of those kind of things.
I can't lie to you. I just don't ask questions, bro.
Bro, I don't. But if my brethren, think about it, I've never asked, which is why I didn't know nothing. Mm. So if it wasn't for my brethren just kind of prompting me that morning and saying, wait. So he showed me the messages of where she's telling man she's coming to the crib. I'm sitting there thinking.
Wait, are you talking about
brother?
My boy?
No, not him. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? Not him. But somebody else.
Yeah.
You said if it was my boy, definitely.
No, because he knows her as well. That's how he knows. You know what I mean?
So
our friend knows her.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So yeah, fam. So I'm rattled at this point because I'm sitting there thinking, you're coming to my yard, but you've been speaking to my brethren all morning, telling him you're coming to his house. Like, what the fuck is that? And you know what I mean? Like, but you know, the ego initially is what stopped me from saying anything. Because I'm like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Because you know, when you think to yourself, I have, you know what I mean? I don't have the footing to say anything because we're not anything.
Yeah.
But the whole day, bro, I couldn't let it go.
You do want to know. If it's like,
same
you come
day,
from
brother.
My man's house to my house, You want, like, I don't care about what you did on a weekend. But if you've come from,
yeah,
from someone's yard to my yard.
It's crazy still.
And you see, crazy. With me, whenever, you see, maybe it's because I'm not that invested. Cool, whatever. But when I see certain, when I see like mad stuff, I'm cool to say, safe. I remember one time, yeah, this girl messaged me, said, yeah, I'm taking you out. It's on me. So, right, it sounds like a good night.
Mm.
And my boy is talking to a girl that's on that kind of timing as well. Mm-hmm. Said, yo, let's do a little double T. He's like, yeah, fuck it, why not?
Mm.
Man, go to some incognito spots.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you know how many girls says, oh, I know my man at some club. When she said it, I thought she meant like the bartender.
Right.
Now, man's in this club. She's talking about, yeah, I'm coming with my two black friends to just jump on a table. Some random dudes.
Yeah,
Come on, man. Don't put me in this situation. What are you doing?
What man to the table?
Bro, when she said I knew someone, I thought it was like, you go to a bar and you're just getting drinks on a discount. Yeah. A whole table. I said, babes, we're not getting into this club. She's like, don't worry, I saw it out. We're not getting, the woman took one look at me and, did you smoke weed? I said, wait, what does that
mean?
Whoa. Like, this is why I don't go to these places, man.
I never had that one.
Yo. I don't go to these fucking places. Anyway, I'm like, listen, I'm cutting, man. I looked at my boy like, bro, I told you. He goes, I know. You said it in the whip. I said, we're not getting into this club, but let's just drive there because this girl is adamant. It's her night. Anyway, she realizes she fucks up. The youths even come out and embarrassed her. That's when I knew. I said, listen, even you
can't. What? Why are you bringing these youths?
No, but like, you're talking that like you got plugged. He's the plug, not you.
Oh, I see.
So why are you bringing people? Like, obviously, she's gone to that club by herself. Or maybe with a pretty girl.
Yeah.
He's gotten them in.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
But so now she's thinking,
she's got the pattern.
Yeah.
Two black brothers.
No.
Get out of here.
Bro, chicks are mad geeky, you know.
Hey,
so, bro, I had a chick, you know what I mean? She had this brother that was trying to drop. He's moving to her or whatever. He's moving to her, but he's trying to drop. She's not having it. So he's dropped her to my yard, but I don't think he knew. He's dropping her to an ex-man's yard or whatever.
Yeah, I have someone who's been through that as well.
You know what I mean? He's done that or whatever.
Rough.
But here's the funniest, where she had a situation where she'd forgotten her phone in his car. So he's had to bring the phone back, innit? Or whatever. But through all of that, he's clocked that it is a brother's yard or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the catch, you know what I mean? So she messaged him at the time because, you know what I mean? He's got club venue or whatever.
Mm.
She's like, oh, bring me a bottle of Henny Kabasi or something. She said to my man, bring me a bottle.
Bring it to that address.
Brother, a man said, you're in a next man's yard and you're asking me to bring you a bottle. Are you out of your mind?
I'm not going to lie to you. One girl came to check me.
Oh, he was losing it, bro. No, like, are you crazy?
No. One girl came to check me here and it was that timing. So, but nothing happened kind of thing. Mm. But like when we got there, we just ended up chilling. To be fair, I ain't going to lie to you. I thought she was coming to stay longer than she actually did. So I was bare laid back. Oh, I'm leaving. I was like, oh shit. Cool, whatever. Anyway, she's like, oh, can you walk me to McDonald's? My Uber's there. We walked to the McDonald's, yeah. Not Uber, not even Uber, taxi. But we walked to the McDonald's, yeah. There's a brother there who's come to pick her up. Yeah. He's hopped.
She called her a taxi.
He's hopped out the whip, hugged, kissed her. In the whip, and he's come and spotted me. I knew the brother. Yeah, welcome, my guy. He goes, you're welcome, Tej. You good? I was like, yeah. Yeah. But I was confused, bro. Like, did he know he was picking her up from me, or did he just think I just happened to walk around the corner because he knows I live around here? But I was confused. But he just played out in front of me. I said, let me just. Right. And then I went home.
But you know,
I said, nah, this is mad.
But you know, sometimes when you're with chicks, yeah, there's chicks that are crazy, yeah, but you don't know until you meet them. But then once you've met them, in your mind, you think, I should have known this from before based on other situations or whatever.
No, but it just starts.
See, you know who I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I've gone, you know what I mean? He knows. So I've gone out with this. Chick or whatever, gone out for drinks. And the whole night was just a bit weird. Like, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, but she's a different type of weird.
No.
European weird.
No. Just.
What does that mean?
No.
This is not like her culture is something that you don't like,
brother.
Oh, you can't really
you don't understand. You like,
bro,
even when she's explaining, you're like, I don't understand what.
And to her, it means something.
Yeah,
brother. It's like you're sitting there, you're like, it's just off. You know what I mean? Like I'm talking about, it's just, The jokes ain't like, landing. Yeah, bro. Like you're just sitting there, and you're like, the vibing isn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what's happened is cool. You know what I mean? End of the night or whatever, and she was mad racist. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, no.
Why are you or just in general?
Just in general.
In general, because
she mixed, but she hates white people. Like, you know what I mean? Because of her own issues and her own traumas and stuff like that. She kind of explained it in a way. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean? So my next bridging, he was there and his missus is white or whatever. And you know what it always was? Where, to the point where I had to end the night early. Because she was saying she's drunk. And she's saying some stuff. And you know when you're like, yo.
See the alcohol, this is
brother.
Yeah. Crazy, bro.
But here's where it's hilarious. So cool. We've not really spoken after that. It is what it is. Just left it. Because you know, and you're like, I can't be part of this shit. Whatever. That was it. Couple weeks, months later or whatever, back to the place I took her to, you know what I mean? So I'm in there, you know what I mean? Chilling or whatever. Ludes was there that night as well. We're in there or whatever. Who do I see in the corner? She's in there with some brother. And I'm fuming. I was like, there's no way you brought this brother to the place. I But here, bro, but here's where it got even funnier. Brother, she, you know when someone acts like they never seen you in their life?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
But it was done.
It was the other way around.
No, I'd say hello at least.
Hey, brother. Man.
What?
Brother.
Hey, how you doing? You good?
Tunnel vision.
Wait, you're on a date with a babes. And you see another babes that you used to bring to this spot.
No. She's
not trying to get your attention.
I'm not going to completely ignore them. Unless we fell out badly.
But he ain't spoken to her.
Yeah, but.
The brother she was with, I don't know him from nowhere. He's gone over to the bars, he's walking past, you know, he said cool or whatever, and he's going back, and I was like, so this nigga can say cool, but you can't. You know what I mean?
He listens to the podcast, man.
I'm the one that brought you to this shit. Brother, I was like, sick. No.
Yeah, I'll be mad.
Okay, let me ask you a question, yeah. So just out of curiosity, yeah. A guy slides into a girl's DMs. He promises her finer things in life. She's enticed. She decides to start talking to him. She meets up with him, realizes his energy is all good in that. They go to expensive restaurants. She's being introduced to new things. She wants these things. Now there's another, she stops seeing his brother. And there's the next one that's talking the same game. Do you think she should entertain it? So if he's like, oh yes, do you know what? You recommend a place. I want to go to the same spot she took me.
Find your own.
I'm with you on that. Find your own.
Why?
Because if that's my logo, I'm a bean.
I want that black cod. I want that one.
And you know I enjoyed that.
I don't want to experiment.
You were with me when I was enjoying it.
But I don't want to experiment. I remember this place was nice.
It's for Matt, bro. You know you're trying to fuck with me.
What do you mean? It's in a franchise, you know?
Go to the bank, bro.
Yeah. Trust me. What's it called?
Number 5.
Go
there.
She didn't know he was going to be there at that time.
Nah.
She risked it.
There's a risk, bro. You know I'm here all the, and I've told you this.
I can't lie to you. You gotta charge that one, man. You gotta charge that one.
Nah, man.
You need her to come to you. Why you send her a drink then?
I'm with you on that.
Go sit down at your table and send her a drink.
Nah, I was like,
and him?
Don't send her a drink.
Yeah, but she's having him now. So now what? Because that looks like I'm moving to him.
But he's done it already.
But she wasn't with no brothers. She was there with her friends. You know what I'm saying? But I've been in situations. Have you ever been in a situation where you're somewhere out somewhere with the babes and some brother's trying to move to her? And for me, I like being in, and this is funny because I used to go to all the same places. So like I was a creature of habit. So you know what I mean? Years ago, I'd had maybe 3 or 4 places where it's just all the same places on rotation, essentially. So one time, there's this chick, you know, me and her, you know what I mean, we're just doing our thing on and off. And we've gone to this bar or whatever, you know what I mean, we're in there, we're drinking or whatever. Because I know bare people in there, you know what I mean? Like sometimes I'll be talking to somebody that works there. You know what I mean? My brother used to work in there as well. So, you know, sometimes I was chatting to my brother at this point. So what's happening is some brother is trying to move to her. So you know when a man sees you walk off or whatever, and he's gone over, he's chatting to her. But at the time, for me, I don't care because I know what kind of chick she is, you know what I mean, and what she's into. And I looked at the brother, I've sized him up, and there's no competition, we're good. You know what it also was? We're good, though. You know, we're good. Even, bro, half an hour, chatting to her. You know what I mean? And at the end of the night, you know what I mean, we're leaving, and it's me and her leaving, whatever, but he's with his brethren, yeah? So we've got out there, and you know what I mean? I had, I don't know, I think it... Not sure. I might have been either driving the Range or the Bentley at the time. I'm not sure what it is. But his brethren were cussing, man, as she's walked off and she's got it in the car, yeah? Because they're looking at my man like, you've been wasting your time this whole time. But it was hilarious. Because if the thing is, if I didn't know it was 30, I definitely would have run interference. But because I knew that there's no way you're, you know what I mean, interfering with this. She's, you know when you're no, like, that's you know when you just though, leave man.
It? Yeah, it is.
That's rude.
No, but with like, her, like...
But no, I'm just saying, like, when women do that, you don't have to do that.
No. But with her, like, we were cool. She knew, like, we have that vibe where, with her.
I'm not talking about you. The... I'm talking about her entertaining his brother.
But she knew, like, with us, like, that would be funny, if that makes sense.
That's not... Wait, I'm talking about the brother. That's not funny.
Oh, it's definitely not funny for him. But no, if he hadn't seen me...
Is that mean?
If he hadn't seen me, that's one thing. He saw me. So if he just thinks he's just talking to a random chick,
he was trying to do a sly one. No, but okay. No, you say that. Or certain brothers might just don't know. Like, it's happened to me. Same, not me, but I was in a scenario where I've invited my boy. He is, he's a party guy. He knows how to work the room. Do you know what I mean? Unfortunately, the event that we're going to, everyone else is invited there. They're special ones.
Right.
Jesus. He's walked in. Someone, a brother who he thought was his special one, gone. Hey, listen. No. But the way she did it, yeah. I said, eh? It was so bad, yeah. Her suitcase was at my boy's yard.
My head gets too hot for things like that.
She said to sharp man in the morning, yo, can I come get my suitcase?
You got a contact lost and found or something, boy. Because you're not getting it from me.
In the garden.
I'd have left it outside. You know that man that come on with that cage at the back? And they pick up anything that's outside? You it would have been with it. Them.
Hey, listen. You see when Mr. Good Time turns up, yeah? It's peak, bro. You just never know who's Mr. Good Time. You just never know. Bro, I've seen it happen in my face so many times. I'm like, bro.
Party time.
No. You know when it's like, bro, you're pursuing this girl too much, bro. Chill out, man. Mm. She's on it. Let her come to you, man.
Yeah.
Every day you're just like a puppy, bro. Just relax. You know, like when a man's doing it where it's like, by force, you're coming back with me. Brother, relax, yeah, chill, bro. Chill. Chill out, man. Have a drink.
But I've been on the other side as well.
Well, as a girl, like, onto
as,
you.
As like, I've been with a girl the whole night and then I've turned my back for a minute and she's gone.
Yep. In there.
And that, bruv, the last you know? Time, that I think it was my 20... by 28
for on your birthday.
It was on my birthday, bro.
That's pain, you know.
I was with this girl the whole night.
Wait, but your event or you
my just, party.
So you've let everyone know this is your babes?
The whole night, bro. Stuck to her, glued. The whole night. All my birthday pictures, she's in them. You know I couldn't even post that. I was so vexed. Anyway.
Hey. You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.